hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many of us around the country found ourselves on our sofas glued to the TV on Thanksgiving. Okay, maybe it's because we couldn't move after stuffing on stuffing, but let's face it, the National Dog Show is fascinating. You probably thought I was going to mention the parade or football, but our next guest is capitalizing on the need for well-behaved dogs like what we saw on TV, building a significant dog training business not only in the upstate where she is headquartered, but all over the country and now the globe. Connie Cleveland is founder and CEO of Dog Trainers Workshop, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Connie, welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
A few years ago, the last time we talked to you, it sounds like a lot has happened since then. But first, before you go into the new stuff, for our listeners who might have missed that earlier show, give us an overview of your company.
Well, we're a boarding and training facility in Fountain Inn, South Carolina, and primarily we help people train dogs, either because they attend our obedience classes or because they have a need to leave the dog with us and have us train it in their absence.
And so talk about what's new now. I understand an ebook has come out.
Well, that's right. We started calling it an ebook, but it's a combination of text and video, so we're referring to it as a video training series where we just walk people through the steps needed to get their dog or their puppy started on basic obedience commands.
And I understand you're doing a lot of traveling lately.
I do a lot of training seminars. I go about a dozen times a year to other places around the country and sometimes out of the country, trying to help people that do what I do in that they teach classes in other cities or states, or people who are interested in learning how to compete in the sport of obedience with their own dog.
What exactly is the sport of obedience? It's not exactly the National Dog Show, is it?
No, it isn't, although we're excited to say that Westminster Kennel Club has added obedience. This will be the third year that they've had obedience at that prestigious event. I guess I would say it's a little bit like dressage for a horse, a very precision-based obedience. We heel, we retrieve, we jump, we do recalls. The dogs respond to hand signals. There's six levels of dog obedience, and we have students competing in all six levels.
And I understand that you also specialize in working with problem dogs, like the dog whisperer.
Well, we really want to see these dogs and puppies come in soon enough so that we can prevent problems, but we certainly do get lots of problem dogs presented to us. And we want people to have hope. So many times, dogs are offering poor behavior just because it's never been explained to them that that behavior is not acceptable. One of my funniest stories these last year or so was Mr. McGee. His owners just didn't go to the trouble of teaching him to be confined. The dog needs to learn that sometimes he can't be the center of activities. Well, they hadn't done that, and when they would leave Mr. McGee in the car, he would bark and growl and lunge at everybody that walked by the car until one day he did it to the owners, and he wouldn't let them back into the car. And when they did try to get in the car, he bit them.
What did you recommend that they do?
People often say, well, the dog is aggressive. We don't respond that way. We say he's acting aggressively. And so we taught Mr. McGee that his instinct is fight or flight. He has to learn that sometimes it's appropriate to turn his back and flee, so to speak, not to fight back. We also taught Mr. McGee that he had to allow people to confine him without complaining.
And how did you do this?
We start out as simply as, listen, you're going to have to be confined while you eat a meal. And we're not going to allow you to come out while you're complaining, whining, or crying, or barking. But as soon as you are quiet, we're going to let you out. It's heartbreaking to hear a dog whine or cry when he's confined and want to let him back out. But sometimes we have to let the dog figure out what behavior it is that will get him what he wants, which in his case was, when I'm quiet, they let me out.
Well, I know, Connie, that one area in your industry, obedience training or just dog training in general, that is an important part is service dogs.
Yeah, we have been contracted by two organizations in the upstate to train dogs for them. The Service Dog Institute, their business has certainly grown in the last few years since we've talked. And now we're involved in a program called Service Dogs for Veterans, helping supply service dogs for veterans that are returning from military service.
Well, Connie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Mike. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Connie Cleveland is founder and CEO of Dog Trainers Workshop. She joined us by phone from her office in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.